I'll start with, well, you know, every research project is kind of like a journey. So you start and you don't know where you'll end and what will happen. And along the way, kind of like the questions develop and you find more questions, you want to answer them. And I think that I knew what exactly I'm going to present before when I submitted my abstract, but it came up slightly different. But anyway, so I'm supposed to do the disclosure slide. So here is my disclosure, and I have no relations, so that nothing to disclose. Well, these are a couple of slides that we presented at our research day when we had the first some results from our major surveillance instrument done in Delaware, looking at parental perception of kids' weight. And this and the next slide, actually, basically this is what started this whole research project. Because if you look at these two slides, you see that close to 80% of the parents perceive their overweight or obese kid, in this case, their overweight kids, to be in the healthy weight category. And close to 50% perceive their obese kids as being normal. So this is quite kind of, in a way, shocking. And you think about it's like, what is Delaware different? Is it like this Lake Wobegon place where all men are good looking and all children are above average? So are Delaware kids all kind of like the healthy weight? Well, we'll see. So I used two data sets. The one is the Delaware Children of Survey of Children's Health, which NEMURS administers, as it was mentioned, over 3,200 households across Delaware with kids birthed through 17. And we looked at different age groups. We break and we have kind of a good representation of different race, racial and ethnic groups. And for the first time in 2011, we were able to oversample Hispanic population, and we had over 600 Hispanic kids included in the survey, which gives you kind of like enough power to do decent analysis with that particular population. And here are the survey topics that we included in this survey. And as you see, it's a pretty extensive survey with sections on general health, school and childcare, nutrition, physical activity, and so on. And we also have, it's a unique survey in a way that it collects data on child's height and weight from the parents, but then it also asks for permission from the parents to access this, to contact child's primary care provider and to obtain the data from the child care providers, which gives you kind of like a unique perspective because you can compare parental responses with the provider information and see the accuracy of the parent reporting on the one hand. And there is a proprietary formula which calculates the best adjusted BMI based on the couple of factors, one of which is kind of like a very important is which reporting is closer to the date of the survey. And this is the distribution of the population that we survey. And you see that by age, basically birth through five is about 30%, and so 30-something is basically one-third of the three major groups, birth through five, 6 to 11, and 12 to 17. And we also have the racial and ethnic distribution, which is kind of like it mirrors the demographic distribution of the state of Delaware. So what I decided to do is kind of, instead of looking at all the kids who are in the overweight and obese categories, I selected the top 10%, those who are at the 19th percentile and above. And the reason for this is because if you stay too close to the border between like the normal weight or the healthy weight and the overweight, you kind of like, it's not well defined in terms of the parents may make some of the child, because how you can kind of precisely categorize a child who is like 84.9 and 85.1. I mean, it's so basically these are the top percent. And the four categories that, weight categories that we work, are underweight, which is less, and these are according to the CDC weight classification. Less than the fifth percentile is kids who are underweight. Healthy weight is fifth to the 85th percentile. And 85th to 95th are the overweight. And obese kids are anybody above 95th percentile. So I decided to look not at just people who are kind of misclassifying their kids, but at kind of like have a gradient which tells you how many categories of from a particular one that you're interested in, and in this case from the healthy weight category, the parents perceive their kids as. And it's a simple variable which you get by subtracting the perceived weight category by parents from the BMI category that kid is classified by their height and weight, BMI. And the range that I used in the analysis is only those who fall in the kind of like the discord is between 0 and 2, which means that the parents classify their overweight and obese kid as normal, basically. And I'm not in this analysis, I do not include those who are underweight and classified as normal or overweight. And because these are very small percentages, really, and I mean, you cannot work with those. So I ran ordinal regression and few, including all the demographic predictors, the type of respondent, the age of the child, race of the child, and two predictors came in significant. And this was, the first one was the type of respondent, and we have 80-something percent of the respondents, close to 83% are mothers, and about 16% are fathers. And we have also grandparents and other caregivers. But the focus of this analysis is on the on mothers and fathers. So who do you think classifies their kids better, mothers or fathers? Well, you're right, mothers. Although it's kind of, for me it was strange. I thought that fathers will classify their kids more correctly. But this is how it goes, like mothers and fathers, and you see that only 11% of the mothers and 6.8% of the fathers classify them correctly. That one category of you 50% of the fathers and 41, and when you see two categories of, that means that in this particular case, these are obese kids who are classified as normal. And you see kind of like 38% and 51%. Well, the age of the child, I mean, the literature looks at the age of the child, and usually this is kind of like no news. Younger kids And these are like birth through two to five, because only they have the BMI, way more misclassified compared to older kids. And then when you look at how obese and overweight kids are classified, you see how obese kids are way kind of like misclassified compared to overweight kids. And apparently there's different factors who are kind of like in a way driving this misperception. And I try to explore this a little bit more. And if you see how mothers and fathers misclassify boys and girls, well, boys are kind of classified more correctly compared to girls. Basically, both parents are more lenient towards boys, toward girls compared to boys. And again, you see, both and fathers and mothers misclassify their obese kids significantly more compared to their overweight kids. And if you think about this, I compare this with like the further away you're from the normal weight category, it should be easier to determine why and to classify the kid correctly. But this is not the case. And here the analogy is with colors, and you see the different gradients and kind of the nuances, and it makes no sense in a way why parents are misclassifying their overweight kids more compared to their overweight kid. And I think that this is kind of the desire to conform to the socially desirable norms. And this is kind of like one of the main drivers in this case. Because if you look at, it's not just inability of the parents to classify their kids correctly. Because if you see the healthy weight, 90% of the parents classify their healthy weight kids correctly. So, I mean, apparently there are different drivers for misclassifying kids. And here is the next. It's kind of like when a healthcare professional expresses a concern about child's health, you see how the correction is made. And this is particularly for the youngest, 2 to 5. You see, 86% now are only one category off. There's still one category off, but they're moving in the right direction. And it's very hard to classify correctly children at that age because of their kind of like the forming of the body. And I have here three kids. One of the kids is normal weight, one is obese, and one is overweight. And it's very hard to say, and this study was done with medical students, and pretty much between 75 and 80% of the medical students misclassified these kids. So it's not surprising that parents are misclassifying young kids too. When you go to the next category, next age group, which is like 6 to 11, then it's getting better. And you see 19 of the, with the concern expressed from healthcare professional, you have a much higher percentage of parents who classify their kids correctly. And you see, it improves with the age of the child when kind of like the growth spurts are already pretty much over, and the body of the child resembles the adult body. And, well, I decided to make some comparisons with the self-reported height and weight and body perception and use data from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and particularly the high school. And I assume that you're all familiar with the YRBS, and I won't go into the details of like what the survey and when it's and how it's done, but basically this is kind of like the general information. So, I'm sorry, actually, these are kind of like the factors that drive the misperception, and this was the information about the Delaware YRBS. And this is how the percentage of kids who perceive themselves as normal versus kids who are classified in the slightly or in the overweight or obese categories. And you see, this is kind of mixed both genders, boys and girls. There's significant difference between the way boys perceive themselves and girls perceive themselves. This is how girls perceive themselves. You see, the trend of BMI going up, the red line, is kind of like pretty consistent with the findings. But the blue line is how girls perceive themselves and what percentage of them perceive themselves as normal. And you see, there was like a big drop between 05 and 07. Which means that there was a shift in the perception and how girls perceive themselves. And for boys, it's a completely different picture. Boys do not, they live in their own world. And you see, everything is reversed. Boys, and this is illustrated in some other slides later on, but you see, more boys perceive themselves as kind of like normal compared to their actual weight. Boys want to be strong, they want to be macho, they want to be kind of like, yeah. So in a way, kind of this drives their whole perception of their body image. And kind of this is illustrated by this graph. This is perception of own body weight by healthy weight students. And you see how, in terms of about right, similar percentages perceive themselves as about right. But you see, if you go to the how they, what percentage perceive themselves as underweight, a significant more boys perceive themselves as underweight and more girls perceive themselves as somewhat overweight. Yeah. And it is even more pronounced in the overweight category. These are boys and girls who are classified as overweight. And you see, 69% of the boys perceive themselves as normal versus 40% from the girls. And I think that this is later on reflected in kind of like in the perception of the parents when fathers perceive their kids as normal. More compared to the mothers who classify them correctly. And here it's kind of like when you look at the obese category, pretty much the things become very similar because, so these are the kind of like the drivers of misperception. And I think that for boys and for students in that age, it's particularly kind of like the social function of the body image. And of course, the tendency to kind of like to conform to the socially desirable categories is also a huge driver. Just this is kind of like to see that the similarities between the perception of boys and girls, of self-perception and the parental perception. And apparently there is a huge place for intervention of the, because you see how the, the conversations and the concerns expressed by healthcare professionals, how they influence the perception of the parents, and they move them in the right direction. Unfortunately, we don't have information for how this affects the self-perception of students, but there should be more conversations between the healthcare professionals and the parents and the different types of actions that they can take. Thank you.